The crowd at the victory celebration in Austin included Democrats and Republicans. Congratulatory emails came from conservatives like the governor and conservationists in the Sierra Club. House Speaker Joe Strauss said backing for the $2 billion water fund brought together groups who don't always get along.
Small businesses, manufacturers, the energy industry, conservation community, farmers and ranchers, all came together very, very strongly.
What they supported was moving $2 billion from the state's rainy day savings account to the Texas Water Development Board. The board will use the money to lower the interest rates on loans needed to build water projects. It can also use the money to delay loan payments. Linda Christie with the Tarrant Regional Water District says that can cut millions from the price tag of an expensive water pipeline or reservoir.
And that's tremendous because it's a huge cost savings to our customer cities that they can pass on to the citizens using the water.
Opponents raised concerns that a new full-time board appointed by Governor Rick Perry may lack the expertise needed to administer the fund or may not be independent enough when deciding who gets the money. But voters clearly rejected those arguments. Strauss believes the continuing drought may have convinced them of the urgency in developing new water supplies.
The recent rains, I think, were a reminder of how little of this wet stuff we've seen in the last few years.
The state's water board must still decide how to prioritize projects to be financed. 20% of the fund must be used for water conservation projects, and 10% must be used to develop water in rural Texas. The first funding is expected in 2015. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.